Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Tes, and we are on Chesam Abeis, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Chizda. So we're just talking about, this whole parak has been about korahs and lechis and making alleyways into usable halacha, areas to carry in. The question that we've just been dealing with is what about right at the edge? We mentioned that the lechi and the korah allow one to carry inside, more further in. But what about the edge? We just asked, ma'olish tamish tachas korah. Could you use right under the korah? So we had that was a machlokas achronim. Maybe the machlokas is, the Gemara suggested, the machlokas of heker and mechitza. That if you say it's misham heker, it shouldn't make a difference. You should be able to use underneath. If it's mechitza, maybe you shouldn't be able to go underneath because it's the inner edge of the wall that shoots down as a halacha mechitza. The Gemara said, no, it's possible that everybody agrees heker. It's possible that everybody agrees mechitza, and they're arguing about something else. So fourth to last line, Amar of Chizda, Hakol Modim, we have just been talking about, what about under the korah? What about next to the lechi? That's the next question to ask. Hakol Modim, by the way, the picture book would come in handy today. Bebein l'chayayim sha'aser. Everybody agrees that between the l'chayayim, which means between next to lechis in general, we're not talking about a case where you have two lechis. We'll get to it in the next mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, if anybody requires a lechi and a korah or two lechis. This bein l'chayayim just means lechis in general. Next to the lechi, it is aser to carry. Just like there was an opinion that said under the korah is aser, so do next to the lechis, Rav Chizda says aser. Rami Bar Chava Meir of Chizda. So they ask Rav Chizda, one second. No at shtei yisaidos b'shnei kosle mavu mi bachutz. A new case. What happens if usually the korah is on top of the walls at the edge of the alley? What if it's not on top of the walls, but somebody built two pegs sticking out of the mavui over the street, and they put the korah outside of the mavui, not on top of the walls at the edge of the mavui, but outside? So does that work? V'niach korah gabei en mahu, meaning that's extended. It's right next to the mavui, but it's not on top of the edge of the walls. So Amalei says Rav Chizda, irony. L'divrei hamatir asur, l'divrei haoser mutter. What does that mean? L'divrei hamatir, according to the one who said that it's mutter to carry under the korah. Why was that? Why were you allowed to carry under the korah? Because it's the outside edge of the korah that shoots down and makes the wall, that makes the symbolic mechitza. So if it's the outside edge, so now if you have the korah outside of the mavui and the outer edge is what's considered the mechitza, it's not contiguous. There's a space, there's a halachic space in between the mavui and the outer edge of the board, of the korah. That's why it doesn't work. It allowed you, when it was on top of the walls, of the outer edge, when it was on top of the outer walls, then it was good for you. You were allowed to carry underneath because it was the outer edge that shoots down. But here, when it's next to the outer edge, so now there's a space, halachic space in between, that's why that's going to be usser. So that's the divrei hamatir, usser. Le divrei haoser matir. But according to the one who said it was usser to carry under the korah, why? Because it's the inner edge of the korah that shoots down, so now that's fine. Because the inner edge of the korah is still contiguous with the walls of the mavui, so therefore it would be allowed. That's the divrei hamatir aser, the divrei haoser matir. That is the shita of Rav Chizda. Rashi points out an important ha'ara here on the bottom line of the amud, that what about the principle of lavud? What about the principle of, it's within three tvachim. So if it's within three tvachim, so what? So it's not contiguous exactly. Still within three tvachim. So Rashi says in the bottom line, v'hacha lav mechitza mamishu. Lavud can only work by a real mechitza. You have a real mechitza, which is within three tvachim, so then you can say, oh, this mechitza, let's say, by the schach, right? You know, the schach is within three tvachim of the ground, so we say, oh, within three tvachim of the ground, you could say it's as if it's touching the ground. But over here, you're not talking about a real mechitza, you're talking about a symbolic mechitza. So that's why you can't say lavud there, taking a symbolic machitza and moving it over. That is the shita of Rav Chizda. Sorry? Oh, we'll talk about it. Says the Gemara, says Rava, that's Rav Chisda's Shita. Rava Amar, Ledivri Ha'oser Nami Aser. No, everybody agrees Aser. Even according to the one who said, who Aser carrying under the Korah. So it's the inner edge of the Korah that's shooting down, which is right next to the wall. Still, no good. Be'inan Korah Agabe Mavli Veleka. Because you need your Korah on top of your Mavli. You need the Korah on top of the Mavli. And here, you don't have it, so therefore, it's next to it. Even though it's touching it, but it is next to it. Good. So, two questions. Number one, this is all about a korah that is right just outside. What if you put your lechi right outside? Where it doesn't ask that question. What if you put your vertical board right outside? So, the Rashba assumes that would be no good. That would be no good. Says the Rashba, Mistavra, I'm sorry, the opposite. I made a mistake. It would be okay. Bina korah agabi mavli veleka. Mistavra de dafka korah. Only a korah has this problem where, if you have it, especially he's talking about within Rava, that if it's outside, it's no good. Bina korah agabi. Aval lechi lo bina shi mamish b'mavli. You don't need it actually in the mavli. Shahari lechi amoshech im dafno shal mavli. If it's just outside, it would be good. Even though it's not in the chalal. Why? V'nira l'chalik. Here we go. Mishum shahakora shehila mala. With a korah which is above. Kol she'ena omedes mamish lefnim mechala l'amavli. Eina nikeres. Shetehe l'hachshir es amavli. Heker, which the korah is at least according to some opinions, as we've discussed. If it's mechitza, we just said. Mechitza needs to be above the... above mechitza has to be... you know, on top of what it's being mafsik. But he says, so too, according to Madamar Hecker, it's got to be here. Avalechi shehi lamata v'nira lehedya. You see it, even though it's lower down, even though it's outside. Koshu samach lamavui, nikar hushu mishum lechi ubalahatir. V'ra'isi lamiksas my rabosenu atzarfatim, shekasvu davlechi boy al gabi mavi kakara, v'i'ef sharli lahamid divrehem. So I don't agree with that. I think that a lechi has more flexibility. A lechi could be outside, even though a korah does not have to be. Number one. Number two is what Josh just asked, and that is, what about Tzuris HaPesach? We're going to have a machlokas in a couple of days on Dav Yud Aleph Amabez, whether the side posts of the Tzuris HaPesach has to go all the way up. Do they have to touch? And the Habui Paskin, they don't have to touch. Right, they don't have to touch. That's what all of our Erev. Sometimes you have a pole which doesn't go all the way up to the string, as long as the string is above, as we'll talk about soon. And that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph. Shin Samach Beis Sif Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch Kol Mechitza Shin Samach Beis Yud Aleph. Sorry. Mao Tzuris HaPesach. Konamikan v'konamikan v'kon al gabeyam. Afilu einu nogea bohen. El sheish b'neyam kama amos. Right? As long as there are, even though there's a lot of space in between. But, it's got to be right on top. Has to be right on top. Just like the Gemara here says, according to Rava, when it comes to a korah, guarding a mavli, so to a Tzuris HaPesach, which, as we've said, is more flexible. Like, you're allowed to have the first mission in the Masechta. Remember, it's Tzuris HaPesach can even work for an opening wider than 10 amos, right? Even if it's a pirtza. But it's got to be exactly above. First of all, each of the kanim has to be 10 tvachim tall. And they have to be exactly under the above. Afilu, the Mishnah Berurah adds a couple of points. First of all, the kanim don't have to be the same height. Sometimes you have Erev poles, one going to the other one, one is higher than the other one, it's not a problem. That's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu echad gavoa mechaveru harbe, v'akano ha'elyon munach b'shipua. Even if the string, what we use string, goes in on a diagonal, we'll talk about it, Rav Hashem, at a later date, sagging and, you know, changing direction. But generally not. What if it's not sagging at all, it's tight, it's taut, but it's one's above the other one. That's okay. It's okay, he quotes in the Sharatzi and the Mishnah the Rabbi Kivagra's Mistopic if it's very, a diagonal, but generally, we're Mako, as long as it is diagonal, it is okay, but it has to be one on top of the other. Why? Meaning, for example, let's say I want to use a telephone pole. We'll get to later on in the Masechta. Me'ikar Adin, a Tzuris HaPesach does not have to be built L'shem Tzuris HaPesach. As long as I have one there, I have a door frame there, it's okay. So, can I use a telephone pole that wasn't built with shame? The answer is there's a different problem by a telephone pole. Because most of the time, the wires go next to the telephone pole, not on top of the telephone pole. So therefore, that's a problem. You know, that's not a Tzuras HaPesach. It's got to be on top. This post on top, the horizontal korah, right? The kanal gabayan has to be exactly on top of the kanamikan of the kanamikan. Why? Because that's a doorway. Doorways have the lintel on top, you know, going across. Lefi, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sheino dome le Pesach shahamashkov nitan al shtei mezuzos. It's not dome to the Pesach. And he says, we don't paskin like the Taz. Nobody passes like the Taz. What's the Taz? It says, Vita, demashemeka la Taz, afilu asa'o min atzad, im asa'o begove hakone, bishave im hakone mamish, sheinakone ha'omid bolit lomalam en achevel. The Taz has a kula, that if you build it exactly flush with the top of the two standing kanes, that's okay. Right? If it's even on top, says the Mishnah Berurah, call ha'achronim cholkan alav. Everybody argues on him. Who? The Chabad Moshe, the Ben Ozel, the Tzav HaShabbos, Kamer Nisan, the Machzah Shekel, Nishmas Adam, right? So, everybody argues. Call ha'achronim cholkan alav. The Sfir Lu, Debino, Sheyachevel, Al-Gabi, Akadim, Mamish. Right? So that is why it has to be directly on top. There is a discussion. What does directly on top mean? Do I have to get a plumb line to hang down? Or could you use visual? You use visual. So when you have the guy, the Arif guys who are building the Arif, sometimes they use plumb lines to know where to put. But sometimes when you have an Arif that's being checked, you know, sometimes you look up, you make sure it's underneath. So many posts can say, you do what you can do. Do what you can do. If you're checking and you look up and you have to try to go under it and make sure exactly somebody's sticking a barrel, somebody's sticking a pole, whatever it is underneath, you know, the best as one could do, lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis, as we mentioned last week, but we have to do as much as possible to get it exactly underneath the horizontal line. What about tachuv? That's a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah. What if it doesn't go on top and it goes through? Sometimes you have wires like that. The wires go through a telephone pole. That's on top, but there's on top of it also. So does that ruin it? The fact that it goes, there's something on top? That's also a discussion right here in the Mishnah Berurah. The imakane shalamala tachuv bein kana lakana. These are all very lemaisa cases. We just take it for granted because we just like assume that there's the Erev, but we don't build the Erev, but these are important shilas. The makane shalamala tachuv bein kana lakana. Shenechka ksas bakanim ke'en she'osin ha'umanin. The akanim otvin lamala agav akanim shemunach b'nehem. Mistapek aprimagadim. The primagadim is mistapek umitzade lahachmir. El avalim ein akanim otvin lamala el shachak. He says Mr. Pirabagadim is machmir, but other poskim are mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan is lakula. The Chazonish is lakula. Just because you have more kane on top, so what? What if you have a doorway? Sometimes doorways, you have more ceiling on top that goes above the doorways, right? Very tall. So why should that ruin your Pesach? Says that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim that is Mitzadi Lahachmir, but it, the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll read the Aruch HaShulchan, Dover Pashut Hu, Shemakane Shal Gabeyan Munach Ba'akane Mikane Mikan, Avavi Sh'od Harbe Bolten Akane Mikane Mikan Lamala, fine, Ma'ech Balanu, Ma'ashe Bolten Od Lamala O Lamala. V'yesh Toim Loma, go to others. But that's a machlokas achronim also. Okay, you have to know exactly in Hilchas Erevin which kulas you rely on, which ones are Rova Poskim, which ones are Armida Poskim. But this is the next issue of Tachuv. What about Tachuv? One other Ha'ara, and then we will... he says, even says, Mr. Berurah says, right, already 100 years ago, a little less. V'im yachol lismoch al ha-telegraph b'makom tzuras ha-pesach. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. Ayin, he said, just quotes the Tshuvas. Ayin amamar Mordechai, sholom eshiv, and beish lomo. He says, look there. But I don't know exactly what type of telegraph poles they had in Rodin, but that is a discussion. The Chazon Ish also discusses, what about, and you know, one doesn't notice this unless they look very, very carefully, most telephone poles are tapered. Most of them are tapered, meaning they're fatter at the bottom and skinnier at the top in order to be able to stand up. If they're exactly the same width the whole way up, so it might fall down. I guess the NASA scientists who made all the telephone poles. I don't think you got it. But so it's tapered. So really, if the telephone pole, if the wire on top is hugging the side of the telephone pole, if you really take a plumb line, there's gonna be telephone pole directly under it. So he says you can't rely on that. He says you can't rely on the tapered element. It's gotta be If you have a pole that's like bent, no, it's got to be, that's not true. He doesn't explain why. It must be Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have the kana underneath, clear kana underneath. If you don't have a clear kana underneath, even though it's a little bit wider at the bottom, it's not going to work. But either way, that's regarding, comes up all the time, again, Tzuras HaPesach, this din. We just said that according to Rava, the kora at the edge of your mavui, it's got to be directly on top, but our discussion just now was about Tzuras HaPesach. Again, this is going to come up again in 3 days from now, but we touched on it now, and again, the more we could chazer in this Masechta, the more we could solidify it in our brain, the better it is. The Galus of Dafyomi, we come back over and over again. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So we had a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rava. Rav Chisda saying that if it's the Korah is positioned right outside the Mavli, machlokas. If you held that the inner side of the Korah shoes down, then it's okay. And Rava says, no, they're possible according to both opinions. So, Eisthi, Rav Ada Bar Masna LaRava. Rav Ada Masna, Rava, or the Tosas Yishanim on the side said, is also against Rav Chisda. I don't know why he just says Rava. It's a kasha on both opinions. Haisa Koraso Mishucha Otuluya. If the horizontal board, the Korah, is Mishucha Otuluya, what does that mean? Somewhat separated. We don't exactly know what this means yet. We'll see. Somewhat separated from the walls of the Korah, of the Mavui on the front, Pachos mi Gimel, if it's within three Tvachim, Ein Tzarech Lavi Korah Cheres, it's fine, that's Lavud, you don't have to bring another Korah. Gimel, if it is three Tvachim separated, Tzarech Lavi Korah Cheres, meaning the Shita of Lavud. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, just a little Machlokes, he holds that Lavud isn't three Tvachim, but it is four Tvachim. Pachos mi Dalit, Ein Tzarech Lavi Korah Cheres, if it's four, within four Tvachim, you don't have to bring another Korah. Dalit Tzarech Lavi Korah Cheres, four you do. But either way, what does the Braisa say? If it's within three or four Tvachim, it's okay. If it's within Lavud. So what is it? Where is this pole positioned? So my Lav, Mishucha mi Bachutz v'tluya mi Bifnim. What do these two words mean? Doesn't Mishucha mean exactly the case we've been talking about? Mishucha means outside the Mavui. Right? Separated outside. Maybe with pegs holding them up. And Tluya means within the walls of the Mavui. Meaning it's too short. It's too short to go out to be held on the sides of the Mavui walls, so you stick two pegs that can hold it up, even though it's too short. So as long as if it's within Lovewood from the walls, it's okay. So Kasha, because you see from here that both opinions holds that it's if it's within Lovewood, it's okay. But Rava said that no, it's got to be right outside. And even Rav Chisda said it's got, you don't use Lovewood, right? Use the inner edge, which is touching exactly. So why wouldn't you use Lovewood here? So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, lo. Idi v'idi mi bifnim. No, both words, Mishucha and Tluya, are talking about it's within the doorway. It's within the Pesach. Aye, what are the two words? Mishucha meruach achas. Mishucha means it's touching on one side. It's just not touching on the other side. Tluya mishay ruchos, and Tluya means it's not touching on either side. And Mao de Tema, I might have thought, Me Ruach Achas Amrina Lavud, Mishte Ruchos Lo Amrina Lavud. I might have thought that Lavud, you can only use one Lavud in a certain case. You can't use two Lavuds. You can't have it hanging in the middle. Kamash Malan, you can use two Lavuds. Kamash Malan, you can use two Lavuds. That's the answer of the Gemara. It's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Number one. Number two. Parenthetically, just something that, again, the comment that we made many times, the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayis, there is never a machlokas about a halacha Moshe Misinai. So there are about 100 Gemaras that one could talk about. How does this work with the Rambam? And the Chavos Yair has a long tshuva where he discusses many cases which were against the Rambam, where there seem to be machlokas about halacha Moshe Misinai. So I don't remember if this is one of them, but here you have a machlokas, but what is Lavud? So unless the Rambam would say, oh, no, I just mean there's never a machlokas whether you accept a halacha Moshe Misinai at all or not. Right? Like there are problems with that too. But here, everybody agrees Lavud. It's a machlokas within Lavud. Is it three Tvachim or four Tvachim? So maybe that's how the Rambam would answer. The way that you get out of a lot of the problems is what the Nitziv says. The Nitziv says on the first page of Kidmas Ha'emek, that's his Hakdama to the She'iltos, to his commentary on the She'iltos, the Hemek She'ila, the Nitziv says that many times the Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemirila. And Rashi and Tosas always say, that means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Could be the Rambam doesn't say that. Hilchos Gemirah just means a Mesorah that we have. Who says that that's called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So that, but again, here you don't have that, you don't have that luxury, because Lavud is called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai explicitly by the Gemara. But either way, that is number one. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi has a different answer. Again, how does this Brisa work according to the previous opinions? Meshucha V'Tluya is one case. It's not two cases. Meshucha and Tluya, it's talking about one case. Meshucha V'Hi Tluya, what does that mean? The Hechi Dummy, it's too short, but the pegs go up. The pegs don't go straight across within the opening. They go up. So not only does it not reach the length of the side walls, but it is raised up above the side walls. The Hechi Dummy, as you see the pictures. Kagon she no'at shtei yesedos akumos. Ashnei kasle mavli. You hold it up. She'ein begofon gimel. They're not three tvachim high. Ve'ein bak mumison gimel. And they're diagonal also is in three. Mao de tema o lavud amrinan o chavot amrinan. New principle, which we never had yet. Chavot. Chavot means lower it. Lavud means within three tvachim. Chavot is a principle that comes up in Mesechah Sukkah. Chavot verami. Right, if you have schach that are above, you'll have to like say lower it down. Halachically. Chavot. Right, that's used by whole areas to say lower down. Right, you might be thinking, don't we have a good asik which goes up, good achis it goes down? That's only by edges and lines that could go. Mechitzas could go up or down, but areas, floors. Let's say the Gemara talks about it in Sukkah regarding Tumas Ohel. If you have a certain flat surface and there's a dead body underneath, but the flat surface is above the hole in the ceiling. Can you view the, again, let's say you have a ceiling with a skylight, and you have a raised roof above that skylight. Can you view it as if it's down, chavot v'rami, so the area where the mace is enclosed? So it's a similar idea to good achis mechitzta, but that's the exactly the point. Good achis, where you can view a wall shooting down, so that's only by a wall, by a mechitza. Chavot v'rami, lower it and throw it down, that's not by a mechitza, that's by a flat area. So that's what we're talking about here. You have a board that you want to shoot down. So can you shoot it down? So you might have said that you only allow one or the other. Lavud within three tvachim you can hold. Oh chavot, or you say chavot amrinan, lavud v'chavot lo amrinan, but you don't say both of them. Kamash malahan, you could say lavud and chavot. You could say three tvachim and chavot. Good, two ha'aris. One is the question of the Rashba, which again, you might be thinking about. 1 minute. It's within three tvachim of the edges, so what do you need chavot for at all? You just say lavud. The Gemara says it's within three tvachim up, and if it's with the diagonal isn't even within three is within three tvachim. So what is the Gemara bringing me in? The whole principle of chavot, just say lavud. That's the Rashba's question here. Kashali im kain ma lan shein begavon gimel dafilu biyasa mishlosha amina chavot v'rami. First of all, either or. First he says, why don't you just say chavot? Chavot works even if the diagonal is more than three tvachim. Once you say chavot, it'll be within three tvachim. And that's all you would need. Va'odi bepachos mi gimel lamalei chavod rami tevik lemishim lavud lechud. Just lavud should be good enough. So he gives a little answer, but the answer that's quoted by many is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Sukkah. Reb Chaim says, "What does chavod do for you? What is lavud do for you?" Says Reb Chaim, "The lavud lo mahanya rak lo mechshavinu kimechubar. Lavud allows you to say it's as if it's connected. Aval mikomakom hakora nechsheves kibim koma ve'ena al gabe mavui. Lavud allows you to extend it, but it doesn't actually move the item," says Reb Chaim. It doesn't move it to where you want to move it. Let's say, again, like the case of Sukkah, where you would say lavud, if it's within three tvachim. So it's not that you're saying that you're saying halachically it's as if it's extended, but it's not that the item where it is moves, says Reb Chaim. It's not called mechubar, right? I'm sorry. It is called mechubar. It's not called mechitza. Uleidin hachshera de mavui kora al gabi mavui ba'inan. Shelaze ina loved moa klau. Ilo mishum ayochasa de chavod rami. De ikara nomar de machtina la lamata. Verak bazehu de nachsheves koral gabe mavui. Asherim name, I'll explain in a second. Asherim kain, name a kain, shubadrina la klau in dein loved rakecha, shetzamakori betok gimel aksalim. What we need here, as we have been talking about, is that you need the korah on top of the mavui mamish. If it's hanging in midair, that's not called on top of the mavui. And lavud doesn't help you to say that. Lavud could say, okay, it's as if there's an imaginary connection between the board and the walls. But it's connected. But for mavui, you need it to move. You need it to go down to be on top of the mavui mamish. That's why lavud doesn't do that. Lavud doesn't move things. It just connects things, says Reb Chaim. And therefore, you need chavot to lower it. Chavot moves things. And once chavot moves things, so that's why you move it down. Now it's within three tvachim on top of the mavui, and now you can connect the walls. But that's what you're saying. You need to say both halachim Moshe Mi-Sinai. Again, lavud connects, chavot moves.
Did you say lavud by walls of a sukkah?
Lavud, we say, I'm saying lavud, we say walls of a sukkah, because there you don't need it to move. All you need it is to be connected. This wall is already mitzurif enough that it doesn't move. Let's say, again, you want to build the walls of a sukkah with rope. So as long as you wrap it around with rope, each rope is within three tvachim of each other. And it's within three, as long as, and it's 10 tvachim high, and then you can say good ach is the right. So why does that work? The ropes move? No, the ropes don't move. The ropes are mitzurif to each other enough to be called a halachim mechitza. But nothing's moving there. That's all you need. Masha'enkein, here you need the lechi, you need the korah on top of the walls, says Reb Chaim. That's why you have to move it down, and then you apply the principle of lavud after that. So that is the Rashba and Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah, Perakei Halacha Chaf Aleph. The other point to make here is Aran. Aran in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Yud Ches. The Ran there seems to say, doesn't say it explicitly, the Ran just says, and it's a very halacha l'maisa, we'll talk about it again soon in Hilchos Sukkah. The Ran says that you cannot apply the principles of Dofen Akuma and Lavud together. That's what the Ran says. Applying Dofen Akuma and Lavud. Dofen Akuma, as we've discussed already in this Masechta, the bent wall, you have some pasul schach at the edge of your wall before the kosher schach starts. So you can't apply Dofen Akuma and Lavud. Why? So Rabbi Kiv Eger says, because you can never have two halachal moshe misidais in one case. That's how Rabbi Kiv Eger explains the Ran in Sukkah on Daf Yud Ches. You can't have two halachal moshe misinais in one case. Ask Rabbi Kiv Eger then on himself on the Ran, what about our Gemara? What about Erevin Daf Tes? Forget Sukkah Yud Ches. What about Erevin Daf Tes? You're applying two halachal moshe misinais. You're applying Chavut and Lavud. So explains Rabbi Kiv Eger, no. You're only not allowed to apply two halachal moshe misinais when they are kind of going in the opposite direction. If they're just happen to overlap each other, two halacha moshe misinai is explained in the same case, that's not a problem. V'nirali, this is Rabbi Kiv Eger, and it's Shuvah in Siman Yud Beis. V'nirali, biur divrei haran, lo bipshuto, de'ein asukah miskasheres, ay de'beis ha'alachos yachad, lovud v'dofen akuma. Ela takavanas haran, heicha, de'i efshar ladun al echad, ela mikoach idach. If you could only rely on one after having relied on the other one. Not opposite. I meant to say one on top of the other. If one halacha moshe misinai is only going to work because you relied on the other halacha moshe misinai, that's where it doesn't work. But if it's two separate ones that happen to apply in one case, so then it would be okay. Talamad Damar ain't loved by Emsa. He talks about, he gives an example of this. Aval im kol echad echad shayach ladun latzmo amrina be kama ha halachos. That's the Reb Kiv Eger. Reb Chaim doesn't work so well according to this Reb Kiv Eger, because according to Reb Chaim, that's exactly what's going on here. You first apply chavut and then apply lavud. So that doesn't work with Reb Kiv Eger. But either way, that's Reb Kiv Eger's suggestion. Where does this come up, Lamaisa? It comes up. Let's say, is one allowed to use dofen akuma and good asik mechitzta by a sukkah? Many times, people don't have walls that go all the way up to their schach. Let's say they have a merpeset, and they have a glass around the merpeset, or some type of wall, and halach is, as we know, as long as it's within 10 tvachim, they build a mechitzah 10 tvachim, and it's right under the schach, it can shoot up. Wonderful, it can shoot up, you say good asik mechitzta, and those are halachic walls, even though there's a lot of open space. What happens if the schach is not right on top of where those walls are going to shoot up? You have pasul schach on top, and then you're going to have to use not only gunasik going up, but you're going to have to use dofen akuma going across. Are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to use both if the schach isn't right across, or let's say the schach is within airspace of three tefachim, right? Which is also usually good if you have airspace of three tefachim at the edge. You have four amos for Dofan Akuma, but three tefachim of airspace at the edge of your sukkah. So if your walls go all the way up, and they're next to your schach within three tefachim airspace, that's also good. But can you do both? Could you rely on good asik shooting up and airspace or a Dofan Akuma? So those are 2 days of machlokas in the Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas about this. We try not to rely on both of them. Try not to rely on both, maybe to be machmer like this Ran, depending on what the pshat, real pshat is of the Ran. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the beginning of Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Beis, in Hilchas Sukkah, 2 days, whether you're, and this comes up all the time. You go to, rabbis make mezuzah calls and sukkah calls. You go make a sukkah call, we try not to rely on this. We try to get the schach either right on top of this wall, this imaginary, the wall, or you get the wall all the way up to the side. We try not to rely on two halacha Moshe Misinais in the same case. This is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Reish Lamed Beis, Schach, what are the rules of sukkah? Schach, posel, be'emsa, arba tfachim. In the middle of a sukkah, 4 tfachim of schach, posel. Less than 4 is kasher, and you can even sleep under it. Minat sad, eino posel, lelo ba'arba amos. Right, that's the rule of Dofan Akuma. 4 amos from the side. Ava plachas, yam amos kshera, darmina Dofan Akuma. And we spoke about already the lundis. Doesn't mean a bent wall, doesn't mean the wall moves. The machlokas we had earlier in the Mesechsa. V'davar zeh halach l'moshim b'sinai. Interesting. I don't know how many times the Shulchan Aruch says the words Halacha Moshe Misinai. He says it right here in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Beis. Mishnah Berurah, right here. Mashma Lechora, right? Because the language of the Shulchan Aruch is it's as if the wall bent. Mashma Lechora, Miloshin Zeh, the Dafka Kishat Tfanos Magios Tzchach. Avalam Ena Tfanos Magios Tzchach. But if the walls don't shoot up, after Ba'amalo Kabdina Mizeh, even though usually the walls can't shoot up. You can't say that. Why? Lo amrina dofan akuma bazeh. Because it's dofan akuma and good asik. The yesh omrim, and then he quotes others, the Eliyarab and the Taz, the filu ena magiim tefanas l'schach, nami amrina and rowan ki ilu adofan magia alamala v'nechpaf. Maybe you would say love it and Dofan Akuma together, according to everybody. You just wouldn't say good asik and Dofan Akuma. Either way, these are all kulas. We try not to rely on all these kulas. The Mishnah Berurah says love it and good asik would be better than Dofan Akuma and good asik. Again, this is a sukkah topic. Either way, you see where this comes up. Weiter. Tani, we're right about the 15th line down. Tani Reb Zakkai, Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said the following brisa. Bein l'chayayim, v'tachas ha-korah, nidok ha-karmelis. Between the lechis, meaning next to the lechi, or under the korah, it's treated like a karmelis, meaning it's usher to carry underneath. Right? This is a discussion we just had on the previous amud, our issue. Should you carry by the edge? So Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan heard this and said, Puk Tani Lebra. He said to the person giving this, he says, get out of here. He said, "Puk Tani Lebra." Literally, go outside. Right? When somebody wanted to throw somebody out of Shir in Talmudic times, this is what he said. "Puk Tani Lebra." So the question is, what did Rabbi Yochanan not like about this brisa? The brisa that was quoted to him said, you're not allowed to carry under the korah, you're not allowed to carry next to the lechi. So one of these, or both of them, he was upset about, because he thought, mutter. So which one? So machlokes, Amar Abaya, Mistavra Milsad Rabbi Yochanan Tachas HaKorah. I think, says Abaya, that Rabbi Yochanan was upset about the Korah line. You could carry under a Korah. Avo Bein L'Chayayin Aser. But next to a Lachi, that's more Chamor. That's more Chamor, it's Aser, right? That is what Abaya said. The Rava, right, the Rashba brought this up before, relating to the previous opinions. V'Rava Amar Bein L'Chayayim Nami Mutter. Rava says, no, I think Rabbi Yochanan would say they're both Mutter. You can carry under the Korah, and you can carry next to the Lachi. So, Amar Rava Mina Amina La, Rava, how does Rava know that Rabbi Yochanan would say, it's Mutter, Tchiyasa Rav Dimi, Yam Rabbi Yochanan, because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Makom She'ein Bo Dalad Al Dalid, if you have a small area, a Makom Ptur, let's say, Makom She'ein Bo Dalad Al Dalid, Mutter, Lebanei Rishas Arabim, U Lebanei Rishas Ayachal Akasev Alav. We have this back in the first parak in Shabbos. Let's say you have a fire hydrant in the middle of the street. Let's say you have some little platform area that's not 4x4 tfachim, right, wide, and it's like Malcolm Ptur. So, the Rabbi Yochanan says, we're allowed to adjust our load there. I could put it, let's say I have to fix my knapsack, I could put it down there for a minute. That's not cool. That's a Malcolm Ptur. So you can fix your load there. And it's, let's say that is exactly in between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. They both could use it. Ubilvad shelo yachlifu. As long as Issa Drabanan, you don't use this to your benefit to go from Rosh Hashanah to the Makom Ptur and the Makom Ptur to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? We mentioned that back then. That's a gzeira because that's like it smacks of trying to right use a subterfuge somewhat. But that meikra din. That's what he says. If you have a makom that's less than dalad al dalad, no problem. So says Rava, exactly here too. Under the mavui is less than dalad al dalad. At the edge of the mavui, under the korah, or next to the lechi is less than dalad al dalad. So Rabbi Yochanan would matter that. The Abaya, no. Hasam a gavoa gimel. Abaya would say no. By that makom tour in the next to the street and the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's raised. It's raised Gimel Tfachim. That's why it's mutter. That's a nikar separate Rishus. That's why Rabbi Yochanan would matter it there. But if it's flush, if it's flat next to the other Rishuyos, Rabbi Yochanan would not matter it. So that's one try. Why? What's Rav Ashita? We brought Rabbi Yochanan, and Abaya said, no, I don't think you have to say that. Amar Abaya the other way. Mina amin Allah. According to Abaya, why does Abaya say that Rabbi Yochanan would only allow under the Korah, but under the Lechi, he would say it's Aser. He only got upset about the Korah line. The following, Rav says this, and we assume Rav Yochanan would agree. Rav says, Tocha Pesach. What does Tocha Pesach mean? Tocha Pesach, Tzorach Lechi, Acher Lahatiro. Within the Pesach, Rashi says, Mistamu, what we're talking about here, Tocha Pesach, that you have a deep Pesach. A deep Pesach, meaning you have, like we discussed a couple of days ago, you have walls on the edge of the mavui that's connected to the street. You have walls there that jut out. Remember we said if they're less than four amos, that's good. That can function as its own lechi. That can matur the mavui. But let's say you have those walls that are jutting out, that matur the mavui. But what about next to those walls themselves? That we never spoke about. So Rav says, next to those walls themselves, you need another lechi to be matur that area. Tocha Pesach, Tzorach Lechi Acher Lahatiro. So you see, from there, you see, next to the Lechi is Aser. That's my proof, says Abaya. V'chitem, and if you want to say, De'ispe Dal Al Dal, and if you want to say, no, that area is a larger area. That's why it's going to be more of a problem. No. V'yam Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Avol Bishim Bo Dal Al Dal, Tzorach Lechi Acher Lahatiro. Even if it doesn't have Dal Al Dal, you need another Lechi to be Matarit. So that's what Abaya says. This is my Shita. This is Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan Mistama holds like Rav. So the Gemara says, what would Rava say back? Rava say, no. Pasam tipasuach lekarmelis. When is it a problem? When does Rabbi Yochanan say that you're not allowed to use the area next to the, under the korah, next to the lechi? That's only where it's open to a karmelis. Where it's open to a semi-public area. Aval rishus harabim, but if it would be open to rishus harabim, then that's where I say it's mutter. The Gemara says, really? Aval rishus my shari. If it's open to a Carmelis, it's more chamur. Yatsiva ba'ara v'giyara v'shmei shmaya. Right, that line is said many times. Right, that's the line that that we use when it's just the opposite. Literally, the native is on the ground and the stranger is up in the air, much higher up. Meaning it's the opposite. The stranger should be more on the outside. The native should be higher up and treated more bechavod than the stranger. So that's the Gemara's line. Doesn't make sense. If it's next to the Carmelis, it's worse. The Gemara says yes. In matzah min es mino v'nei or min matzah min es mino. What does that mean? It means when you have this area next to the mavui under the korah or next to the lechi, which is a karmelis. If it's next to a karmelis outside, then it has and retains its own significance, its own status, and that's why it would be more chamor. It would be called a karmelis, and therefore it would be asur. But if it's next to a rishus harabim, then this is like batel. This is like not a significant rishus. And therefore, you'd be able to carry in this area. Even though if you look at it in terms of, but are you worried you're going to go out to the street? So that would make more sense to make this more chamer. But the answer is, you're not worried about that. Because you put up the korah. You have the hecker there. Or you have the simbalik machitza there. So you're not worried about that. Okay, there's a lot we could talk about here about matzah min es mino, the Ran and Nedarim daf nun beis. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow if we have time, about why min b'mino is not batel, min b'she'ino mino is batel. It's a great Ran in Nedarim daf nun beis, but we'll see at the end. But first, let's continue. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua l'Rava v'at lo tizbra d'bein l'chayayin aser. What do you mean? You don't hold that neck to the lechi is aser. You say Rabbi Yochanan would say that's mutter. What do you do with this? The following statement Rabbi Yochanan made. Mavui sharatzfo bilachayayim. What if you have a mavui and at the edge of your mavui, you put a couple of lechis. You lined the walls with lechis, as you see in the pictures. Pachos, pachos, bidalin. And you made the lechis more, between 3 and 4 tefachim from each other. Between 3 and 4 tefachim. They're less than 4 tefachim from each other, but they're more than 3 tefachim from each other. Bonu lo machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan. This is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan, who argued up above if lavid is 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. What's the issue here? What are we talking about here? You have a lechi at the end of your mavui. What's the issue here? Ah, the issue is next to the lechis. Next to the lechis. Why? What's the issue? L'Rav Shimon Megamliel da Amar Amrinan Lavud. According to Rav Shimon Megamliel, who says, as long as it's within 4 tzvachim, you say lavud, so then what? You view all of these lavuds, all of these lechis, as one big fat lechi, because they're all lovut to each other. They're all within 4 tefachim. So mishtamish ad chuto apnimi shalachi apnimi. Rishon Gamliel would say you're only allowed to use up to the inner edge of the inner lechi, because it's all viewed as one big lechi. L'Rabbanan, the army lo amrina lavud. According to Rabbanan, who say no, love is only within 3 tefachim, not within 4 tefachim. So then what? Then each of these lechis are separate. And mishtamish al chudu apnimish al achitzon. Then you could use and you could carry up until the inner edge of the outer lechi. But what do you see from that statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Aval bein lechayayin. But whatever is considered the lechi that's guarding your mavui, the kuliyam aser. Whatever is your lechi, you cannot carry next to it. So if all the lechis are considered one big fat one, you can't carry next to any of them. If they're all considered separate, you can't carry next to the outer one. But, excuse me, Rava, you said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to carry next to the lechis. That's the problem. The whole assumption of this is that you cannot carry next to the lechis. The only machlokas is what's considered the lechi. So two answers given for Rava. V'Rava, Hasam Nami, the Pesuach LaKarmelis. Rava would say that case is all in a bad if it's owing to a Karmelis, like I said. Aval Rishuz Rabbe Mai, Shari. The Rishuz Rabbe will be Mutter, Yetziva Ba'ar of Agir B'Shvei Shmaya, in Matzah Minas Mino V'Neir. Same Shaka Vataria that we just had. That's one way Rava would get out of it, because that's talking about open to a Karmelis. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi can give a different answer. Kigon Sheritzvo Bilachayayim Pachos Pachos Me'ar Ba'a B'Meshach Arba Amos. The issue is there, yes, it's within 4 tefachim of each other, but it goes for 4 amos deep into the mavui. Remember we spoke about it last week. 4 amos at the edge could be considered its own mavui. Its own mavui. That's the issue here. L'Rab Shimon Gamliel da'amar amrina lavud. According to Rab Shimon Gamliel, who says lavud. And therefore this is considered one big wall. So it's one big wall, this is one big area. So havile mavui, this outer edge is considered its own reshus. Vitzarach lechi acher lahatiro, and that's why you need another lechi. Nothing to do with whether you could carry next to the lechis or not. The issue with Reshbag is that this is not called a lechi anymore. This is called its own area. Ul Rabbanan da Amri, lo Amrina Lavid, lo Tzarach lechi acher lahatiro. And according to Rabbanan who say, you don't say lavid, so these are all different poles. This is not called its own reshus of Dalet Amos. So therefore, you just go by the outer lechi. That's it. But either way, according to either answer, Rava is saved. Rabbi Yochanan might say, in a normal case, that you're allowed to carry next to the lechi. And when Rabbi Yochanan got upset before, Puktani Levra, he only meant that about the Korah line and not about the lechi line. Period. Continuing. Ulu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. One second. Something that we had already, and it's going to come up again. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, what did we just say? If you have this area that's 4 amos deep, at the edge of the mavui. So it could be called its own mavui. So you need another lechi outside. What do you need another lechi outside for? There's a topic that we already brought up once. Remember we said if you have a lechi that's flush, that can only be visible from the outside and not from the inside. So that's a machlokas. We'll see soon. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's the case you have here. You have a lechi that's visible from the outside and not from the inside. So what do you need an extra lechi for? Isn't that good enough? So the answer is, it must be holding the other opinion. Midi hu da'ama el Rabbi Yochanan. That's so you're trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Hakiyasa ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan. Nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. Eino nidon mishum lechi. The answer is, it's no good. right? He holds it's not a lechi. That's a machlokas, as we're about to quote. So that's all not a kasha. It's just that he holds like the other opinion. Itmar, and here's the machlokas. Nira mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz, nidon mishum lechi. If something can be seen from the inside and not the outside, for sure it works. Because the ikar is to be seen from the inside. Again, you have somebody from the standing inside the marble, you could see that there's this extra wood pole at the edge. That's going to remind me. Just because you can't see it from the street, that's okay. That's not so bad. So as long as it can be seen from the inside, it's good. Nira mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim, but the opposite is a machlokas. It can be seen from the outside as an extra piece, but cannot be seen from the inside. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, chad amar nido mishum lechi, v'chad amar eino nido mishum lechi. One says yes, it is lechi. One says it's not a lechi. Tistayim, the Rabbi Chiya who da amar nido mishum. Oh, even before we get there, what about a tzuras haPesach right outside? Always have to ask the question, what about Tzuras HaPesach right outside? We're talking about a Tzuras HaPesach that is nireh mi bachutz v'lo mi bifnim. So the Stifler was asked this question. The Stifler was asked this question, and he said, Tzuras HaPesach right outside, does it work? He says, I asked this to Maran Hagon HaAmiti HaChazorish. He says, I asked the Chazorish this question, and he just said to me, no, doesn't work. He just said, it doesn't work. Kivach HaMavli Paris B'miluo v'shiz Rabin. The Mavli is Paris B'miluo. Doesn't work. So Venera, he says, and then after reflection, I figured out what the Chazanish meant. V'nasadi alibi la'ayin, and it's pashut de'ein ladamo suras haPesach lelechi. Why? Lechi is derabanan. D'oraisa, you could carry here, and lechi ain't only mi derabanan. V'hikil lahachshir nira mi bachus v'shav mi bifnim. Avol b'makom d'lo samchinan alechi. But in a case that you're not relying on a lechi, let's say it's 10 amos wide. So this is a pirtza, d'oraisa possibly. It's not a, in cases where you need a tzuras haPesach, where lechi and ikar are not good enough, who says you can rely on that? Who could you rely on kulas where the tzuras haPesach is not inside the doorway? You need inside the doorway to be a tzuras haPesach. He says, v'tzuras tzuras haPesach, shehi mechitza d'oraisa, v'lo ashkuchan mechitza d'oraisa, sheyoel nira mi bachus v'shavim mi bifnim. So he says, but Tzuras HaPesach would not work. So Tzuras HaPesach, nira mi bachutz v'shav mi bifnim, says the Stipler right here, it would not work. Okay, but Tistayim, so we have a machlokas about it. Tistayim, Rabbi Chiya hu damar nito mishum lechi. Let's say Rabbi Chiya is the one that says it would work. Titani Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya says as follows. Kosel should see the echad kanuz. Rabbi Chiya says, learn the braisa, if you have a mavui, where one of its outer walls is indented. It's indented. Mechavero. Bein shenira mi bachutz v'shav mi bifnim. And you see in the picture book what it looks like. Whether it's how the indentation works. So whether it's the indentation is visible from the outside and not the inside. U bein shenira mi bifnim v'shav mi bachutz. Or it's visible from the outside and not the inside. Neither mishum lachi. So you see, he says if you have an indentation in the wall on the edge, so then it works. So you see, Reb Chiya is the one that says as long as you can see from the outside, it's okay. Tistayim. So the Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Yochanan Mijal Shami Leha? This is a Brisa. Rabbi Yochanan is the other Shita. What, he didn't hear of this Brisa? So Elo Shami Levo Savala. It must be he knew the Brisa. Rabbi Yochanan knew all the Brises. It must be he doesn't hold of it. So Rabbi Chiyanami Lo Savala. So who says Rabbi Chiya holds like this? Maybe this is a Brisa, but he doesn't hold of it. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hi, my. Bishla Rabbi Yochanan Lo Savala Mishamachi Lo Tanala. Rabbi Yochanan never taught it to his students. He never was Tani Rabbi Yochanan. That's why you can say he doesn't hold of it. El Rabbi Chiya I Isa de lo Savra la Alam le Misne. But we just have here Tani Rabbi Chiya. If he doesn't hold of it, he wouldn't be teaching his Talmidim this Brisa. That's why we can assume that Rabbi Chiya is the one that says it's okay if it's visible from the outside. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that says it is not okay. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by Amar Rabba Barav Huna, and by Hashem we will pick up. We'll talk about Brises and Mishnayos maybe to start off a little bit tomorrow. The difference between authority of Brisa and a Mishnah, and then Beis Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.